Welcome back to Daf and Dev, Erev and Daf Samach Ches. The Gemara on Amud Beis, towards the bottom, brings us back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses what is the halacha of a tzduki. Meaning, we've been discussing the halacha of an akum, someone who lives with an akum in a chatzar. The Mishnah says that he cannot be mishtatef in an Erev, he cannot mevatel his bias or his chatzar to us. The only way it's possible for an akum not to bother our chatzar and allow us to use this chatzar on Shabbos with an Erev is only if we rent from him. We rent his house, we rent his chatzar. That's the only way he can become part of our chatzar for Shabbos purposes. The Gemara says the reason is because we really don't want a person to be living with an akum. Shema yulman mimaisa, like the Gemara in Samach Bey says. Therefore, we make it difficult for a person to live together with an akum by saying that he can't be part of an Erev, he can't be mevatel his rishos, and we have to do a schiros. Now, what's the halacha by a tzduki? So the Gemara on Daf Samach Ches, our Daf, says that when the Mishnah brings Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, that says that a tzduki doesn't aser, that means we treat a tzduki like a Yisrael, he's arguing on the Tanakama, meaning the Tanakama holds that a tzduki is just like an akum, and therefore you have to do schiros. Rabbi Gamliel says that a tzduki is like a Yisrael, and he can be part of an Erev and do bittel. Now what's the halacha with a kusi? So if you look in Rashi, on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis in the Mishnah, Rashi says that even though Rabbi Gamliel holds that a tzduki is not like an akum, loydami lekusi de geri arayos heim, ve'einam gerim gemurim. However, a kusi are geri arayos, they're not gerim gemurim, and therefore they have a din of a goy. Avot tzduki Yisraelu, ve'nepach leminos, ve'einam oide b'teira, shebal peh, and therefore, since he's a legitimate Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel says that he could be mevatel his rishos, he doesn't need skiros, but a kusi is geri arayos, Rabbi Gamliel holds, and he's not a ger gomer, and we treat him like a goy, and he needs to do skiros in order for you to use your chatzar on Shabbos if a kusi lives in your chatzar. And Tosfos explains the Ibrahim Maskel Omar that the Tanakama, who's your mayor, holds that a kusi is geri emes, he's a Yisrael gomer, and Rabbi Gamliel holds, I'm sorry, Tanakama, which is their mayor, holds that both a tzduki and a kusi, even though they are Yisraelim, we treat them like goyim, and therefore you have to do schiros. Now if you look in Tosfos Ibrahim Maskel Hador, the first Tosfos in the Perek, Tosfos asks that we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. What was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov's shita? His shita was that when I have a goy that was saying the halacha is that I have to do schiros, that's only when I have him living with two Yisraelim. If I have the guy living with two Yisraelim, that's when we have the concern that we don't want a yid living with a guy, and that's where we're going to have to make our gzera that you have to do schiros. And the Gemara explains, why do you only have that concern by two Yisraelim? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov holds that it's not shchiach for a yid to live with a guy, because the guy is chasher on shvichas damim, and only when you have two Yisraelim, then it's shchiach for a yid, two yidin, to live with a guy. We're not concerned about shvichas damim, and that's when we need our gzera, that you have to make an eruv, or that a schiros is going to have to be made in place of an eruv, shema yulmar mimaisav. So Tosfos asks that a kusi is not chasher on shvichas damim. So the svara that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov uses to tell us that the only time we say that you have to have schiros by a guy is with two Yisraelim shouldn't be applicable by kusim or by tzdukim. There, even when I have one tzduki or one kusi living with me in the chatzar, I should have to do schiros. Tosfos says, "Va'omeri the ikur takana mishum akum iskin. The ikur takana was made for a guy. Shema yulman mimaisav. You're going to learn from his ways. V'loy mishum tzduki v'kusi, and not for tzduki v'kusi. Obviously, we weren't concerned that I'm going to learn from them. Va'agav sha'asru ba'akum asru nami b'kusi, and since they asered the Yisrael to use his chatzar on Shabbos when he lives with a guy without tzchiros, they also ask the Yisrael to use his chatzar on Shabbos when he lives with a kusi or a tzduki without tzchiros. Now the Achronim discuss, we have this chumrah that we will machmir that we have to act with a tzduki or a kusi like a guy, that only tzchiros works, but it really comes to a tremendous kula, because where I have only one Yisrael living in the chatzar together with the kusi, so the kusi or the tzduki me'ikir adin is a Yisrael, and he needs to do a bittul. But we're saying that since he's a kusi, we look at him like a guy, that until you have two Yisraelim living here, he doesn't have to do anything. He has to do a schiris when he has two. But till there's two, we look at him like a guy, and nothing has to happen. So the Karban Asanol says, Karban Asanol can be found in Simen Yud Gimel, Ois Mem. He brings from the Sefer Yad Eliyahu that Ein Hanami. When there's a single Yisrael living with a single Kusi or a single Tzaduki, you have to do a Bittul. But he says, he disagrees, and he says, we don't find any Pesach that holds this way. And Ein Hanami, when the Yisrael is living, when the Tzaduki is living with one Yisrael, there's nothing that has to be done. The same Nidon is true by a Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos. The Gemara in Samech Tes discusses a Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos. The Gemara says his din is like a guy, and we have to have Schiros. Bittul or Erev is not going to work. So according to Eliezer ben Yaakov, that you need two Yisraelim, it comes at the same Kula. That when I have one Yisrael living with this Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos, I don't have to do anything. Even though I'm an Ikra Din, this Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos is Yisrael. Mikav Eger, in the Tshuvas HaChadosh Simen Zayin, brings in the name of the Evan Ha'ezer, that you should not be Mekel, and you need a Bittul. However, Rick Veger points out, there's a Rishonim that say that Tzchiros doesn't help from Yisrael. Meaning, Yisrael has to have a Bittul or an Erev with other Yisraelim. Only with a guy could you do a Tzchiros. And over here, by this Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos, Tzchiros helps. That means we are obviously being Mekel to an extent that we're looking at this person, at this Yisrael, who's a Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos, as a guy that we're normally... Tzchiros doesn't help from a Yisrael, we're looking at him like a guy, that Tzchiros is going to help. Must be that we look at him like a guy, even Lakula. If so, when there's only one Yisrael living together with the Tzmum L'Chalal Shabbos, Mikiveger says, you could be Mekel, and you don't need to have a Bittul. Have a wonderful day.